I think it's a huge threat. Easy access to weapons, training. It's a rear base for the Islamic State, and Tunisia is one of their primary targets. Now, I know they've been talking about putting up fences and collecting better intelligence, metadata analytics, cooperation with the United States and Europeans. That's not enough, though. Tunisia is truly on the edge. High unemployment, a disaffection with the government. I mean, it's pretty much political dysfunction there. The place is ripe for picking.
So what is it Tunisia needs to do then?
You know, the obvious thing would be to do something about Libya, which the United States is trying to do to set up a unity government, but that's not going to happen. It's too tribal. The Islamic State has had a couple small setbacks recently, but they are a very vibrant, attractive organization for people that don't see a way out.
And as bad as this organization is, experts like you say that when it's defeated, what comes after it's going to be worse. Why is that?
Well, here's the problem. We're not looking at why did the Islamic State come about? And it came about because of genuine grievances. And you have to look at the Middle East in sectarian terms. And the Orthodox Muslims are on the run. They've been defeated. I mean, they were defeated in Afghanistan when we went in October 2001. They were defeated when we invaded Iraq in 2003. Four capitals that used to be Sunni Orthodox capitals, Beirut, Sana'a, Damascus, and Baghdad, have fallen to their arch enemies, the Shia. So they look at the world in apocalyptic terms.
Former CIA covert operative Robert Bayer. You can hear more about Tunisia's problem with ISIL on our Target USA podcast on Podcast One, iTunes, and WTOP.com. Search Target USA. JJ Green, WTOP News.